Well, the number of people experiencing homelessness in Australia is rising at an alarming rate. Over 100,000 people are roughing it on the streets or couch surfing every night, and more of them are women. Nathaniel Keesing asked Andrew Everingham, founder of Sydney Homeless Connect, why homelessness is on the rise and what the government isn't doing about it.
People who are experiencing homelessness is on the rise in Australia, with over 116,000 around the country self-identified as homeless, meaning that figure could be even higher. Andrew Everingham, founder of the Sydney Homeless Connect, explains just who these numbers actually are.
While we say that those people are experiencing homelessness, that also includes the broader scope of homelessness. So it doesn't just refer to people who are sleeping rough on the street. And that's that kind of preconception that people have of what a homeless person is, right? Is the guy sleeping in a box or the woman pushing the trolley cart. When in actual fact, homelessness refers to anyone who doesn't have a home. So I often say it's not rooflessness, it's homelessness. It's not just about having a roof over your head. It's about somewhere you can feel safe, somewhere you can feel a sense of community.
With an increasing level of Australians experiencing homelessness, also comes an equal need in the expansion for social services to support these people. But Tony Davies, CEO of The Social Futures, told Bay FM that we aren't seeing enough funding.
Our services that provide connecting home homelessness services, you've got the Family Centre providing youth homeless services and family support, a whole range of services that deliver vital support for our community. And you've got to remember that need keeps going up. What we really need is an increase in funding. I mean, we've seen government increase funding for schools and hospitals, which is great because the population's growing. We need to make sure that people are kept healthy, that children are given the best possible start in life through education. But in community services, if you don't at least keep pace with the cost of service delivery, things are going backwards.
The demographic of those seeking help have also been changing.
In the cases where we're seeing people presenting, looking for help from services, about one in three of those are families seeking help, which is a little heartbreaking. As a father of two daughters, it's very difficult to imagine having to, you know, go and get help. But that seems to be the case. Certainly the number of people under the age of 18 who are experiencing homelessness is definitely on the rise from what I can see. And then there's this other alarming statistic of women who are over the age of 60 or 65. It doesn't take much imagination to sort of realise that if you're somebody who has been perhaps the house carer or performing those domestic duties that has been supported by a partner for all that time, to then find that gone, in some cases with no safety net, I think it would be extremely frightening if you don't have family and friends around you that can support you going forward. I can imagine that's extraordinarily difficult. Being a single older woman on your own must be very frightening.
With a lack of funding to support the rising numbers, community members have taken on the responsibility of helping people experiencing homelessness on themselves. Sydney Homeless Connect 2019 is being held tomorrow, the 2nd of July, at Town Hall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The event we run every year at the Sydney Town Hall. We open the doors and we invite in anyone who's experiencing homelessness or really at risk of just slipping into that condition to come along and get connected with a whole range of providers. So they fall into a few buckets. So the first bucket is service providers, and that's really housing service providers, charities, organisations like Centrelink, so government departments, as well as drug and alcohol counsellors, a whole range of youth services, services particularly targeting minority groups. We have people there from the LGBTQI community. We have people from supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. So we try to get everything that you can need and all in one place on one day, remove the red tape so that people can get sorted what they need to get done on the day.
And it's not just Sydney Homeless Connect who's picking up the slack from the lack of government funding.
I have to say, one of the things that I find absolutely inspiring about this community is I've always felt if I found myself in a condition of homelessness and I got out the other side, I'd always felt like I would just take off. I would just run, get as far away from that community as I could, because I'd never want to look back, or I'd never want to go back there. But you know what's fascinating is we see so many people who get back up on their feet, and as soon as they've got a house and they've got themselves stable, the first thing they do is turn around, put a hand out and help the next guy up, help the next person in the queue to get on their feet. And there's something pretty special about that. I think that's a true sense of community. And it's pretty inspiring to be a part of that in our little way.
Andrew Everingham, founder of Sydney Homeless Connect, ending that story by Nathaniel Keesing.